Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got two night games in the Northern Sun tonight, and getting started in Marshall, Sioux Falls and Southwest Minnesota State. Mustangs have struggled as of late. Sioux Falls needs a win. They've certainly had their ups and downs so far this season. And then one of the unbeatens, UMD at Northern State tonight in the Northern Sun. Huge showdown in the Big Ten underway right now out in Eugene, Oregon. Indiana and Oregon doing battle, and the Hoosiers have grabbed the lead back late in the third quarter there. Let's get an update on the Big Ten, the top 25, the Missouri Valley, and by the way, in the Pioneer League, Tommy's bounced back with a huge win. All that from Jonathan right now.
Thank you very much, Steve, and let's get right to it. It is just a beautiful, wonderful, glorious, outstanding Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And let's get it rolling in the Big Ten with an instant update from Eugene. As Steve just previewed, Indiana, 7th-ranked Indiana. This ain't basketball, folks, men's or women's. This is football. 7th-ranked Indiana. They have just gone ahead, just scored a touchdown. Roman Hemby gets it into the end zone, and the Hoosiers lead 3rd-ranked Oregon 20-13 with 2:15 left in the third quarter. We will keep an eye on that throughout the hour. The game of the day living up to its billing right now. Also right now, what a comeback. The Terrapins were down to Nebraska, but they've responded. And Mike Locksley may get a signature win over the Cornhuskers. The Terrapins are out in front of Nebraska 3 minutes ago in the third, 31-24 in College Park, and the Terps have the ball trying to drive. It is tight in Happy Valley, and there's a lot of grimacing and not happy, bright faces right now, I'm assuming. But Northwestern and Penn State are in a tight one, and that's an update from State College. Penn State gets it into the end zone with 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter. The Nittany Lions go ahead of the Wildcats 20-16 on the touchdown run from Keetron Allen. He gets into the end zone and puts Penn State back on top. Early today, number one Ohio State, they get to 6-0 fairly easily in Champaign. They take down the fighting Brett Bielema's of number 17 Illinois, 34-16 the final there. Michigan State started out 3-0, and they were looking good. They were looking nice. Maybe there was a turnaround in East Lansing. Not after today. The UCLA Bruins, folks, they looked horrible. They fired their head coach. They did not look anywhere near a competent college football team. That has changed in 2 weeks. And I believe under Jerry Neuheisel, under Rick Neuheisel's son, they look like a completely different team. 38-13, the Bruins take down the Spartans and get their second consecutive win. Coming up later on this evening, Iowa will go up north to Madison to take on Wisconsin. Number 15 Michigan heads out to the L.A. Coliseum to take on USC, and the fighting Boilermakers of Purdue will come into Huntington Bank. They are here now in Minneapolis. They're warming up. They're getting ready on the field. They will be on Big Ten Network as the Boilermakers take on your Minnesota Golden Gophers. Gophers trying to get to 4-2 on the season. Washington, earlier on this week, they defeated Rutgers 38-19 to get to 5-1 on the season. Huskies, they could be knocking on the door of something nice as we go through the next few weeks here if they continue to win. Let's head to the top 25 scoreboard, and it is a back-and-forth affair in the second half in Boulder, number 22, Iowa State. They let a long touchdown go to Colorado. They drove down the field and scored to go up back by three. Colorado just scored on the other end. It's 21-17. The Cyclones have the ball in the red zone, third and two, inside of the 10, and it is hopefully they're going to score. Again, for this Cyclone alum, I hope they score. A minute 45 left in the third quarter there. Number 16, Notre Dame, had a very tough test with NC State, but the Irish are starting to pull away in the third quarter, about 3 minutes to go, 24-7. Irish just got another score to go up by 17. At the Cotton Bowl, the Red River, whatever you want to call it.
Rivalry.
So many names. Oh, instant update from the Cotton Bowl. I get to say it twice in one day. Texas just intercepts John Mateer near midfield, and number 6 Oklahoma will continue to trail the Longhorns 13-6. Remember, the Longhorns lost last week in upset fashion to Florida, completely tumbled from number 9 in the country to outside the top 25. So this will be a very big upset, not by Vegas standards, but in ranking standards. It'll be a pretty big upset today. Texas again leading with about 13.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Number 13, Georgia Tech, they're having an easy time today at home against Virginia Tech. 10 minutes to go, the Yellow Jackets looking to get to 6-0, leading 35-14. At the half in Knoxville, number 12, Tennessee and Arkansas are knotted at 17. Earlier today, it was number 14, Missouri, falling for the first time this year, falling at home for the first time in a couple of seasons. They lose to number 8, Alabama, 27-24. Number 25, Florida State. It was the rise, and now it's the fall, folks. 34-31, they lose at home to the Seminoles to Pitt. Pitt is now 4-2 on the season. Number 4, Ole Miss, they struggled and had to survive against Washington State in a non-conference game, 24-21. Coming up in just under an hour, number 5, Texas A&M will be at home against Florida. In just over an hour, number 9, Texas Tech will try to stay undefeated as they take on Kansas. It'll be number 10, Georgia, in at Jordan-Hare to take on the Auburn Tigers. Number 11, LSU will be at home in the Bayou to take on South Carolina. Number 18, BYU will be in Arizona, in Tucson, to take on the Wildcats. That's a sneaky good game around 7 o'clock kickoff this evening. Late tonight, number 21, Arizona State, in another sneaky good Big 12 game. They'll be at Utah. Last night, number 24, South Florida, they went wild on the scoreboard. They beat North Texas, hand the Mean Green. That's right, the North Texas Mean Green, folks. It's a great name. Their first loss of the season, 63-36, the final there. Missouri Valley Conference. We go to the fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go in Brookings. South Dakota State looking to get to 6-0 and looking good. They lead Northern Iowa 31-3. At the Fargo Dome, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Bison of North Dakota State looking to get to 6-0. They're looking great to do that. They lead Southern Illinois 45-14. About 7.5 minutes to go in the third in Grand Forks, North Dakota, leading Youngstown State 28-10. South Dakota, already a winner today. They win in Terre Haute over Indiana State 19-14, and the Coyotes get back above 500 this season. In the Pioneer League, the Tommies get back to 500 as they defeat Davidson out east in North Carolina. The final today, 57-13. But we got some action going on right now in Eugene, in Dallas, in Boulder, in wherever you want to call it. It is stuff is popping right now. Oh, by the way, one other thing. We introduced a segment last week, the Bill Belichick Watch. Bill Belichick Watch. No watch today.
They're not ranked. No.
The way they're playing, they won't be ranked. They are off today. No North Carolina football today, but rumors abound about what is going to happen for Belichick with the program. And apparently he called Kirk Herbstreit on the set of College Game Day this morning, and there was a conversation. Pat McAfee, who's there on the set, Herbstreit was showing them their phone, was showing him the phone as Belichick was calling, and McAfee's yelling, "But you got to answer that." And Kirk's like, "I can't. I'm on the air." It's like, "No, you got to answer that right now." So, Bill Belichick Watch, heating up, folks, heating up.
Yeah, I have no idea what they were thinking, bringing in a guy who, you know, by all accounts, is certainly one of the all-time greats in the history of the NFL. Sure, there were some allegations of cheating along the way. And, oh, by the way, he had Tom Brady as his quarterback, but still a very accomplished NFL coach. But up in age, and the college game is completely different. And it has not gone well, for sure. By the way, in the middle of college football final, we got to talk MLB. Cubs-Brewers, winner take all in the division series in Milwaukee tonight. The winner will advance to play the Dodgers. Meanwhile, game one of the American League Championship Series coming up. Mariners-Blue Jays, and that will be Sunday night on Fox. And then Monday, the NLCS is scheduled to start, Dodgers-Cubs or Brewers-Dodgers. We will see. Love to see the Brewers get it done tonight. I'll leave it at that. Quick break. We'll come back. More game reports. Jeff Filling. Augustana remains unbeaten in the Northern Sun with the win over Concordia St. Paul. We'll go east to the St. Croix. River Falls a win at home tonight. And we'll get a report from Trent Jackson and hopefully some more reports before we say goodbye here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football final. Let's jump into the Northern Sun scoreboard. Augustana got a big win over Concordia St. Paul. 3-0 in the South. That's tied with Minnesota State. Augustana 6-0 in Northern Sun play, 7-0 overall. Meanwhile, the Mavericks, who won today, they're 5-1 in conference play, 6-1 overall. The only other unbeaten, UMD, they're in the North. They're playing at Northern State tonight. The Bulldogs 1-0 in the North, 5-0 in the Northern Sun, and 6-0 overall going into play tonight. And the longtime voice of the Augustana Vikings, Jeff Filling, filed this report.
Sorry, Steve, I'm hitting the button, but it doesn't want to play.
Uh-oh. Technical glitch. Technical all right, let's
glitch, but let's do this. Let's do Aaron Worm. He's on the phone line right now. Let's
oh, perfect. Still in the Northern Sun, trying to run down Augustana in the Northern Sun South is Minnesota State, and the voice of the Mavericks, Aaron Worm, joins us. And the Mavs got a big win today over Winona State at home, Aaron.
Yes, they did, Steve, and we've been having some power struggles in Mankato. So technical difficulties is not something new for us today.
Okay, fair enough.
But MSU got out to a 13-0 lead after the first quarter. Sam Backer, a redshirt sophomore from Chatfield, Minnesota, he's having a big year in the Northern Sun. He was the newcomer of the year last year. He added two more touchdowns today on the ground. He has 12 total touchdowns on the ground, 13 total. He's got one receiving, and he's one of the top guys when it comes to scoring points in Division II football right now. But like I said, Minnesota State was up 13-0 after the first. They're up 30-7 at halftime. Then the defense kind of put the finishing touches on this one, scoring two defensive touchdowns in a minute 39 on the first play of the second half. Jefferson Mulberry picked up a 32-yard fumble and ran it to the house for a touchdown to make it 37-7. And then Cade Stingle, a 38-yard interception just over a minute later. He ran that one to the house to make it 44-7. And Minnesota State's now won four games in a row. Winona State would score a couple of touchdowns late to make it 47-21. Mavericks were without their quarterback one, Maximus Sims, who's from St. Thomas Academy, suffering an injury last week in the win against Concordia St. Paul. He might be out for the long term. Minnesota State was also without their top receiver, Trayshon Watson, who had the most yards receiving in Division II going into the weekend. He might be out long term as well, but MSU bounces back from those injuries with a big win, 47-21. And Steve, now the Mavericks getting a bye week before the schedule. Kind of gets tough to be at Wayne State. And in a few weeks, like you mentioned, Augustana, one of the teams we're trying to chase down along with Duluth, will get Augie on the road. So the schedule does not get any easier for Minnesota State with four games to go. But again, 47-21 win against Winona State today.
All right, Aaron, great to hear from you, and thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep, there he is, Aaron Worm, voice of the Mavericks, calling in that game report today. And as he pointed out, just one game in the league schedule next week. Southwest Minnesota State will be in Aberdeen to take on Northern State, and then everybody in action coming up on the 25th. So the built-in bye week in the Northern Sun comes next week. Let's jump back to Augustana and Concordia St. Paul in Sioux Falls today. And once again, Jeff Filling filed this report.
Steve, the Augustana Vikings defeated Concordia St. Paul Golden Bears today in Sioux Falls 50-10. Vikings racked up 581 yards in the game, held Concordia St. Paul to 294. It was a big day for Braylon Blunt. 13 carries, 80 yards, 6.2 a carry. He also caught six passes for 92 yards and two touchdowns. Quarterback Rich Lucero, 21 out of 28, the true freshman in his second start, replacing Gunnar Hensley, who was the preseason player of the year in the South, threw for 256 yards and three touchdowns, was not sacked. Leading receiver Isaiah Huber from Rochester, eight catches for 78 yards on the afternoon. The Vikings' leading tackler was Ashton Toll, along with Cale Ryan and T.J. Murray. They all had five tackles. Toll from Comfrey, Minnesota. Leading the way for Concordia St. Paul, Daniel Hornacek, 23 carries on the afternoon for 141 yards, but he was almost half their total offense. Quarterback M.J. Mitchell was just 6 out of 14 with an interception for 87 yards. Blunt scored first on a 22-yard pass from Lucero. Concordia tied it at 7 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter on a Mitchell 2-yard run. Then Blunt scored, then Lucero scored, both with touchdowns, and Isaiah Huber caught a 5-yard pass. They got a field goal right at the end of the half, and Mac Molander scored twice, and Grand scored one time, the transfer from the University of Minnesota, Max Grand, on a 56-yard touchdown run, and the Vikings win it 50-10. They have a week off. They play in 2 weeks against Southwest Minnesota in Marshall. 50-10, Augustana.
All right, very good. There is Jeff Filling, longtime voice of the Augustana Vikings. Here's the other finals. MSU Moorhead holds off Marion Bismarck 38-35. Good win for the Dragons. As you heard from Aaron Worm, Minnesota State handles Winona State 47-21. And we finally got a score out of Minot. Minot beat Jamestown 35-28. And, of course, Bemidji State beat Wayne State 26-21. Kevin Reed had a game report for us earlier. Underway in Marshall, Sioux Falls, the early lead over Southwest Minnesota State, 7-0. They are midway through the first quarter. And then tonight, unbeaten UMD is at Northern State in lovely Aberdeen, South Dakota. Quick rundown of the scores in the MIAC. Bethel rolls over Augsburg 56-7 in Minneapolis. So the Royals now the front runner for the MIAC crown with their win over St. John's last week. And the win, Carlton beat St. Scholastica 41-14. St. John's hammers McAllister 70-0. You figured the Johnnies would be angry coming home, getting beat in Arden Hills by Bethel last week. They take it out on the Scots today. Gustavus beat St. Olaf 35-21. Michael Abdallah had the game report for us earlier, and Concordia winner at Hamlin today 58-12, the final there. Let's get a scoreboard update from the WIAC. all finals today. La Crosse beat Eau Claire 41-21. River Falls beat Platteville 31-21. We will get a game report on that following the weather break. It was Whitewater beating Stevens Point 45-14. And then Stout beat Oshkosh. Good win there, 27-16. And on that game in Menominee today, that is a huge win. Here's how the standings shake out. La Crosse and Stout on top, unbeaten at 2-0. Platteville, River Falls, Whitewater, Oshkosh 1-1. Eau Claire and Stevens Point are 0-2. So how about that? La Crosse and Stout early on atop the league in the WIAC. And then finally, in the UMAC today, finals, home teams win. Greenville over Northwestern, 23-20. Morris beat Westminster, 30-27. And Crown took down Martin Luther, 17-7 in St. Bonnie today. We're going to do the weather. We're going to come back. More game reports. And then another rundown of the Big Ten and Top 25 scoreboard. A pick six for the Oregon Ducks. They tied it up with Indiana, 20-20 early in the fourth. Terrible throw by the Indiana quarterback. Terrible decision by the Indiana quarterback. They're knotted at 20 early in the fourth in Eugene. Huge game today in the Big Ten. It is college football final here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is college football final, and we have more game reports to get to, and we promise another rundown of the Big Ten and Top 25. Huge game in Eugene. Indiana and Oregon, two top 10 teams going toe-to-toe, and the Hoosiers right there. As I mentioned, Oregon got a pick six to tie the game. And now Indiana driving, so we'll have another update on that. Minnesota and Purdue tonight at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Vikes, by the way, idle this weekend. All right, let's go east of the St. Croix and the WIAC. And it really is part of the metro area when you get right down to it, right over the border in River Falls. A lot of Minnesota kids go to school at UW-River Falls, and they were a winner today at home. Trent Jackson has a report.
Hi, Steve. This is Trent Jackson at UW-River Falls. Our football team, number 14-ranked UW-River Falls, defeated number 6-ranked UW-Platteville 31-21 at Smith Stadium in River Falls today. Senior quarterback Caleb Blaha out of Coon Rapids finished with 476 passing yards and two touchdowns, while wide receiver Blake Rohrer out of Woodbury led all receivers with 167 yards and a receiving touchdown. UWRF finished with 631 yards of total offense and forced four turnovers, including three sacks, to help seal the win.
All right, very good. Thanks, Trent. Trent Jackson, UW-River Falls. Once again, they win it 31-21. Game next Friday in conference play. Stout at Whitewater next Saturday. River Falls on the road at Stevens Point. La Crosse beat Platteville in Eau Claire took down La Crosse. Once again, the finals, top to bottom. La Crosse beat Eau Claire 41-21. River Falls beat Platteville 31-21, as you heard a moment ago. Whitewater a winner at Stevens Point 45-14. And Stout, the big win over Oshkosh 27-16 today. Now back to the MIAC today. And it was Bethel at Augsburg today. And, of course, the Royals coming off that huge win in the wind in Arden Hills over St. John's a week ago. Cooper Drews today in that big win at Augsburg today. 15-26, 136 yards, 4 touchdowns today. Tay Manns, 21 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown. And leading the receiving corps for the Royals, Albert Rundell, 3 catches, 68 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Once again, Bethel cruises to the big win over Augsburg today at Edor Nelson Field, 56-7. St. John's, once again, they lost on the road at Bethel a week ago. They were home today against McAllister, and the Johnnies got a big win. And with the game report, here is Ryan Klinkner.
11th-ranked St. John scored touchdowns on its first 8 possessions and outgained McAllister 630 yards to 175 in a 70-0 shutout of the Scots on a beautiful fall day in Collegeville. Today's game was the first meeting between the two schools on the football field since 2001. A pair of All-Americans had big days through the air for SJU, all in the first half. Tight end Joey Gendro, a senior from Minnetonka, caught 6 passes for 115 yards and 4 touchdowns, while Dylan Wheeler, a senior from Moundsview, snagged 4 passes for 113 yards and a score. The Johnnies continued to rotate quarterbacks Saturday, both of which threw for 3 touchdowns apiece. Trey Feeney, a junior from Moorhead, finished 13 of 14 passing for 250 yards. Xander Ditbenner, a senior from Mankato West, was 8 of 10 for 168 yards. SJU built a 56-0 halftime lead. The lone touchdowns in the second half were a 21-yard interception return by cornerback Hudson Poole, a sophomore from Minnetonka, and a 64-yard run by Maverick Harper, a sophomore running back from Centennial. The Johnnies travel to face Concordia next Saturday in Moorhead, while McAllister returns home to host Augsburg.
All right, very good. There is Ryan Klinkner, longtime contributor to the program, and the Johnnies get a big win today in the Northern Sun. And here's a rundown and the lay of the land for next week in conference play. St. Olaf at Bethel, as Ryan mentioned, St. John's at Concordia. Hamlin will visit Carlton. The Knights having a nice year. St. Scholastica will visit St. Peter and play Gustavus, and Augsburg will be at McAllister. And that is a 1 o'clock start. Bethel leading the way, 4-0 in conference play, 5-0 overall. Carlton's 4-0, 4-1 overall. Concordia 3-1, St. John's 3-1. Both those teams are 4-1 overall. So that is a big showdown in Moorhead next week. St. John's at Concordia. All right, you're up to date on what's going on the regional scoreboard. And hopefully Jonathan Lowe's ready to check the Big Ten in the top 25. For me, game of the day today, Indiana at Oregon, and the Hoosiers get the lead back. Jonathan Lowe, take it away.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Stevie T. Let's go ahead and get you up to date on this wonderful, beautiful, lovely, gorgeous, fantastic, exponentially great Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And let's get it rolling in the Big Ten, where we have a couple of updates on some games that are coming down to the wire. First, let's get it rolling in the Big Ten in Eugene, the game of the day. No, as Steve said, number 3 Oregon, number 7 Indiana. Hoosiers just drove down the field, a back shoulder fade for the touchdown, and the Hoosiers are looking to get to 6-0 with a 27-20 lead, 6:23 left on the clock in Eugene. Now we head to College Park, all the way across the country to College Park, where there's 4:45 to go. Maryland is on top of Nebraska, 31-27. Again, 4:45 to play. Maryland has the ball, 3rd and 6 near midfield. If the Terps can get a couple of first downs, maybe they run out the clock and get to 5-1. Now we go a little bit west of there to Happy Valley State College, where Northwestern is in business, in control. The Wildcats, 1:14 to play. They lead Penn State 22-21, 2nd and 10 for the Wildcats. They have the ball on Penn State's 20-yard line. James Franklin could be looking at his third consecutive loss and just a furtherance of that seat bubbling up under him. Getting a little warmer. Get a little, you know, it's not your heated seat that you got in your car for winter. A little warmer than that.
Bubble butt?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe a little bit of burnt butt. We'll see what happens there. Finals from earlier in the day. Number 1, Ohio State. They went over number 17, Illinois, in Champaign, 34-16. They get to 6-0 on the season, do the Buckeyes. UCLA goes to East Lansing and stuns Michigan State, 38-13. The Bruins have won 2 in a row after beating Penn State at the Rose Bowl last week. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, it'll be a kickoff at Camp Randall. Iowa will be in Madison to take on Wisconsin. Both teams looking to right the ship, as it were. Iowa 3-2, Wisconsin 2-3. In about 45 minutes, it'll be USC at the Coliseum hosting number 15 Michigan. Both teams 4-1 on the season. In about 45 minutes at Huntington Bank Stadium, Minnesota will host Purdue. The Gophers looking to get to 4-2. The Purdue Boilermakers trying to get back to even. They're 2-3 right now in the season. Washington last night, they get to 5-1 as they take down Rutgers in Seattle, 38-19. To the top 25 scoreboard, we got another stunner coming up, possibly at the Cotton Bowl. We'll get to that in a second. It is now 4:45 to go in Boulder. Iowa State, number 22 in the country, they're trying to avoid their second straight loss. They are down to Colorado 24-17, and the Cyclones have the ball basically at midfield trying to drive for the tying score. In South Bend, 9:27 to go in the fourth quarter there. Number 16, Notre Dame, they've pulled ahead. They've pulled away from NC State. Now 29-27, as they just had a safety in that game under the shadow of touchdown Jesus. Now to the Cotton Bowl. Texas gets a punt return for a touchdown, already establishes a lead, and they are driving with the ball, trying to run out the clock. The Longhorns leading their longtime rival, number 6 Oklahoma, 20-6, with about 3:40 to go in the game. Number 13 Georgia Tech, they're trying to hold off a rally from Virginia Tech. The Yellow Jackets trying to get to 6-0. It looks like they will. 28 seconds left on the clock, and the Yellow Jackets have the ball up 35-20. Looks like it is just now final. Georgia Tech now 6-0 on the season and looking good. They may get into the top 10 next week. Who knows about that? Number 12, Tennessee. They are at home against Arkansas about 6 minutes ago in the third quarter. The Volunteers lead 20-17 over the Razorbacks. Finals from earlier today. Number 8, Alabama heads to Como, defeats number 14, Missouri, 27-24. Number 25, Florida State loses their third straight game. They lose at home to Pitt, 34-31. Number 4, Ole Miss gets to 6-0, barely in a struggle with Washington State. The Rebels win 24-21. Coming up just a little bit, it'll be number 5 Texas A&M against Florida in College Station. Number 9 Texas Tech will be at home in Lubbock hosting Kansas. Number 10 Georgia, they renew their rivalry in Auburn. Number 11 LSU will be back home in the Bayou taking on South Carolina. Number 18 BYU heads south to Tucson to take on Arizona. Number 21 Arizona State heads north to Salt Lake City to take on Utah. So a little Arizona-Utah action mano-a-mano tonight in two games late this evening. Number 24 South Florida last night goes to the Metroplex in Texas, defeats North Texas, 63-36 the final there. Let's head to the Missouri Valley. One game in progress with the local teams, the area teams in action. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, North Dakota leading Youngstown State 28-17 in Grand Forks. All these other games are final. South Dakota State, they end up whooping up on Northern Iowa 31-3. It was North Dakota State easily pulling away from Southern Illinois 45-17. South Dakota gets a win on the road today at Indiana State 19-14. In the Pioneer League, it was St. Thomas winning today in Davidson. At Davidson, they get to 3-3 on the season, do the Tommies. 57-13, an easy final. And Steve, looking at this Indiana-Oregon game, the Hoosiers have the ball back, up 7, 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter, so this would be a stunner, not just because it would be at Oregon, not just because it's 7-3, but because this is Indiana football,
yeah.
Folks. Indiana football hasn't been relevant in how long? How long?
Forever.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, and here's the thing. Indiana was up 20-13. The Indiana quarterback, terrible decision, pick six, 20-20. Indiana answers with a huge drive to grab the lead back, 27-20. Then they get a pick off a tipped ball at the line of scrimmage, and they have it deep in Oregon territory. And points here might be ball game because the Indiana defense, they played pretty well today.
That's true. And again, this is Kurt Cignetti came in a couple years ago and people were like, ah, oh, this guy from Old Dominion, what's he going to know? What's he going to, I believe it's Old Dominion, not James Madison, but whichever one he came from, he's not going to know what to do. He's not, you know, this is big time football.
It's a Big Ten,
and this
yeah.
is, and this is Indiana. Nobody ever wins at Indiana. No, this dude has come in and changed everything around quickly. And by the way, he was at James Madison before he came to Bloomington. But another couple updates. Texas does get a field goal. They now lead 23-6 over Oklahoma, 2:18 to play in the fourth quarter there. Colorado gets the ball back from Iowa State, and the Buffaloes have just gotten another big first down. They are in Iowa State territory, flag pending, but 2:14 to go, up 7 on the Cyclones. Cyclones looking like they're going to lose their second in a row as well.
Well, and the thing about Cignetti is this. He's going to be in demand. It is going to be hard for Indiana to keep him in Bloomington because what he has done, and if they hang on and pull off the W at Oregon today, they move up in the rankings. The idea that Indiana is a top 10 program, could be a top 5 team after this week, is just insane. All right, quick break.
I was going to say, I know this might be a step down for him if you consider the conferences, but he came from James Madison, he came from that area of the country. Could Virginia Tech be a nice offer for Kurt Cignetti if they so want him?
Penn State may need a coach soon, right? And it is the final Northwestern beat Penn State. Penn State could be looking for a coach.
You may not be lying there. Yeah, it's a final. It's a final.
Wow.
Penn
wow.
State loses their third in a row, 22-21 to Northwestern. James Franklin, I like the brother, but brother, you might want to brush up your resume.
Yeah, and I'll just leave it at this. That's a shame. We'll have a quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up next here in College Football Final on News Talk 830-WCCO. College Football Final in the books. Scores have been updated. Game reports have been aired. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe and Lindsey Brown and all our contributors, Kevin Reed, Michael Abdallah, Jeff Filling, Trent Jackson, Ryan Klinkner, Aaron Worm, who covers Minnesota State. The Mavericks win today. So great work, everybody. A lot of fun. Wild home opener tonight, Columbus in St. Paul. There is construction on I-94 near downtown St. Paul. The John Ireland Bridge over I-94, well, if you didn't know, you're going to have some trouble getting toward downtown St. Paul for the game tonight. So if you didn't get the memo, good luck to you on getting downtown for the Wild and the Blue Jackets. Vikes are idle this weekend. I did want to get into one thing. WNBA finals are over. Las Vegas has won another title. They sweep Phoenix 4-0. Now, this is maybe the most Minnesota sports thing ever, Lindsay. And I'm not happy that the Lynx were eliminated in the semifinals. I'm not happy with what happened to Cheryl Reeve or the injury to Nafeez Collier. But I don't think the finals would have gone well for the Lynx.
Ooh.
And
we don't want to say it, but, you know.
With a healthy fee. I'm not saying we got lucky or caught a break. I think you just tip your cap to Las Vegas. You know, what can you say? They dominated, and they have the MVP.
Yeah, yeah, and it was her award this year. I'm not too proud to say it. I'm not too Minnesotan to say it because I did spend a few years covering the Aces, at least from afar, and there's just no denying Asia Wilson as the next one. You know, we spent a lot of time in these parts watching Maya Moore 10 years ago, and she was – you know, it was unanimous every year. It felt like she was just far and away better. I know that the Aces struggled to start that season. I think they lost. Was it a loss to the Lynx? They lost like at least 40 points. They
that's correct.
They have the come around each other meeting and find a way to just win after win after win. They trade for Nelissa Smith. I know that was a big time locker room changer. And they are now champions for the third time in 4 years. They didn't need Kelsey Plum. And it's just impressive because we don't know where this league is going to be a year from now, but you got to think until we hear otherwise, it's Asia Wilson's league. I'm sorry. It's just, it is what it is. The shots that she hits, the spots that she gets to, the defense she plays. It's just, there's nobody else like it. And if I was Fee, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm glad that she played so well because I would be chasing her. That's how you motivate yourself when you're at that level because they're both great within their own right. There's so many great talents within that league, but she's just on a different level. And I'm very proud of that squad because it's nice to see teams that dig themselves out of a deep hole find a way to the promised land. It just helps show other people that it's possible.
Yeah, it was just complete domination. For sure. Real quickly, we don't have a ton of time. Vikes in the bye week, and you were thinking, okay, they get the split across the pond, and will J.J. McCarthy be back? And then you look at that schedule, starting with the Eagles coming out of the bye week, a noon game at U.S. Bank Stadium a week from tomorrow, and you're like, that's not a great way to come out of the bye week. And if J.J. McCarthy returns to the starting quarterback, now the Eagles look
they're trash.
Terrible.
Steve. They're not good. They're not good.
No.
Just sell the whole team at this point, right? You lose to Jackson Dart.
So wait. You can look at this either optimistically or pessimistically. Optimistically, the Eagles are not the stout team that they were last season.
Realistically, they were not the team that the Vikings, that team when the Vikings seen the last couple years, and they get smoked.
Pessimistically,
yes.
The Eagles are going to be mad as bleep
Sirianni.
Coming into U.S. Bank Stadium, and they have everybody's attention.
A.J. Brown revenge game against his own team.
Yeah, it is just amazing, though, what we've already seen this year. Anybody who had the Ravens being this dysfunctional. Yeah. Now, I know Lamar Jackson is hurt, but the Ravens are terrible, and they're in this group of games coming out of the bye week. So you just never know. It is such a week-to-week league. And then the Bills got beat at home, and it's just you don't even know what to think week-to-week in the NFL anymore.
That's the way they like it, Steve. That's the way they like it. Uncertainty. They want you scared. They want you checking those fantasy lineups as much as possible, right?
I just want to throw one thing out there for you in particular, Lindsay.
Oh, boy.
Titans-Raiders. This is where the Raiders make their move.
What move are you talking
this
about?
This is where they make the move to be a surprise playoff team at 1-4. I'm not giving up on sneaky Pete and the Raiders.
It took 5 weeks to break Pete. It took 5 weeks to break.
I got to stick to the bit
positive.
Now.
I know you have to. You have to ride or die with it.
I got to ride this wave to the beach.
You are bleeding out fast.
Steve, what happens next week after the Raiders lose to Cam Warden and get his second win of the season?
I have to hold out hope that the Raiders fulfill the promise of being a playoff team. Always fun. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Lowe, Lindsey Brown, we've got to run. We've got the news. Have a great Saturday night. Don't forget Corzo between 10 and noon tomorrow. He'll have it all covered for you here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.